Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures indicating down around 0.5% just at 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are firmer, with the U.S. 10-year off around 3 basis points. Dollar mostly firmer, with the biggest move versus the Japanese yen. The Aussie is a notable outperformer, following upside surprise in Australian CPI data. Oil is firmer, gold is down, industrial metals mixed. Not much in the way of impactful macro news overnight. Asian markets again quiet, European markets softer early in their sessions. The markets are largely dominated by the push and pull of a soft landing scenario for the global economy against the possibility of markets underestimating recession and earnings risks. On the macro data front, Australia reported hotter than expected Q4 and December CPI data, which strengthened expectations of a 25 basis point RBA rate hike next month. New Zealand's CPI also grew by more than expected, although underlying details were relatively benign. The market is pricing in an RBNZ downshift in the rate hikes from 75 basis points to 50 basis points in February. Moving to Europe, German IFO Business Climate Index moved up for the fourth consecutive month, and UK PPI came in weaker than forecast. Light on today's US macro calendar, weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications followed by weekly DOE crude inventories. On the M&A front, after the Federal Court of Appeal dismissed the Competition Commissioner's appeal of the tribunal decision allowing Rogers' proposed acquisition of Shaw to proceed, the Competition Bureau announced it will not pursue a further appeal. Separately, an announcement by Fox Corporation's board stated that Rupert Murdoch withdrew the proposal to explore a potential combination of Fox and News Corp. Following this news, News Corp confirmed it is engaged in discussions with CoStar Group regarding the potential sale of Move Incorporated. Also in M&A news, the Financial Times reports Salesforce could face investor pressure to sell at least one of Slack or Tableau if performance does not improve. In ESG news, seemingly citing sources, the Nikkei reports that Nippon Steel is exploring capturing carbon dioxide emissions from its Japanese steel mills for underground storage at facilities linked to ExxonMobil, with Mitsubishi to handle transportation. Moving to earnings news, Microsoft reported post-close on Tuesday. Shares are indicating lower pre-open despite an initial pop post-close. Read-throughs have pointed largely to lackluster guidance for the pullback. Adding to issues, reports of outages on multiple Microsoft products for thousands of users early this morning. As far as earnings today, Abbott Labs, ADP, Boeing, U.S. Bancorp, Norfolk Southern, NASDAQ, Kimberly-Clark, AT&T, General Dynamics, Freeport-McMoRan, and Hess Corporation post their results before the open. Lam Research, United Rentals, IBM, and CSX Corp report post-close. Asian markets that were open ended mixed on Wednesday. Japan closed with another gain. New Zealand also higher. Australia was lower on its high inflation print. South Korea and Singapore outperformed as they returned from holiday. India finished lower on monthly dividend day as Adani stocks faltered. Southeast Asia was mixed. The Nikkei cited Bank of Japan disclosure of JGB holdings showing four 10-year JGBs running higher than issuance amounts. The extremely rare occurrence is a function of BOJ operations. Some higher inflation data in the region from Australia and New Zealand in focus. In Australia, the data strengthened expectations of a rate hike in February. However, in New Zealand, inflation came in below the RBNZ's year-end forecast of 7.5%. Also in central bank news, the Bank of Thailand raised its one-day repurchase rate by 25 basis points to 1.5% on Wednesday, its fourth consecutive hike, with more likely to follow this year. European indices have opened mostly lower. In political news, after much debate, the US and Germany are poised to significantly step up support for the Ukraine by providing advanced tanks. And on the central bank front, Reuters cited comments by Swiss National Bank Vice Chairman Schlegel, who said it was too early to sound the all clear on inflation and that he cannot rule out further interest rate increases at present. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.